This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
Malab Keen, everyone. This is Deese, the host of The Social Hour, inviting you to come join me every Sunday at the Riddler Piano Bar for the Social Hour Comedy Showcase. We bring comics from all over America to entertain you every single Sunday in the heart of downtown Spokane. You can find the show at 718 West Riverside Avenue every single Sunday at 8 p.m. So after you praise the Lord like I do all Sunday, didn't get struck by lightning? Great. Come on down and join us every single Sunday, guys. And for more information, go to socialhourpod.com and check out The Social Hour every single Wednesday from Pants Pending Studios.
This is Burr Martin of the Burr Martin Experience Podcast, or Selfie Dad as I'm known around the internet. Now, I could tell you all about my podcast by throwing in some special effects or sound bites, but I'm not going to do that, all right? I'm a busy man, brother. I'm a C-minus internet celebrity. Look, I've worked in radio for over 12 years. I've produced about 15 different shows. I worked in a comic book shop. I've done stand-up, hosted events, and I was even voted Hero of the Week in the UK. My podcast is co-hosted by my wife, and we talk about anything and everything. And occasionally, one of our three kids will interrupt to tell us what's going on in their generation. We talk about celebrities, politics, pop culture, and news stories you've probably never heard about. All right, we're radio friendly and we try and keep things upbeat. So join me every week for the Burr Martin Experience podcast here on the Pants Pending Studios Network. That's Burr Martin. So put a BM in your podcast catcher today and it'll be who wrote the poop joke? I am a C-minus internet celebrity. Which one of you writers wrote that? You go back and you work for Late Night with Chevy Chase. That won't fly here.
You're now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
Weirdest thing I ever said in bed?
Yes.
I can't take you back to the junior high school after this.
Get ready for the social hour.
Live from Deese World Studios in Spokane, Washington. This is the Social Hour. On today's show, Jeremy Person returns for a round of Who's Going to Hell? With Jack Dobson on the news. And now your host. After everything that happened on this last road trip, he's probably the one going to hell. Deese Casillas.
Malab Keen, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is The Social Hour, back in studio, live, back home, back alive after a week on the road with Michael Gladsmeyer. Hopefully you guys tune into our special episode where we were in a Motel 6 in Butte, Montana recording. Woo, that was fun. I am here with my trusty news anchor, Jack Dobson. Jack, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right. Very good. Thanks. I was very enthusiastic. And Jeremy Person's in the house returning to the show. Jeremy, how you doing, buddy?
Meh.
All right.
Was that better than hers?
Yeah, I was about the same.
Awesome. I'm good at something.
That was about the same. I'm back in studio. It feels good to be home. It was a long week on the road with Gladsmeyer. We had some good times. Talk about that in a second. I've been thinking about saying this for a while. I haven't explained this in a while, so if any new listeners have started, you're done with that, you don't like it.
I think it's good.
I was letting her look at this porn site I usually use, and Jack handed it back to me. She's like, I'm not into that. For any new listeners or for Jack, who's new to the show also, I wanted to re-explain my greeting at the top of the show. I always say Malab Keen. That's my greeting at the top of the show. It is a Mayan word that means good day or good sun, because they don't have a different word for day and sun because they were stupid native people. Mm-hmm. Fucking idiots.
Each other all the time.
So
That is the greeting that is given at the top of the show. Good day to everyone, or night, whenever the hell you listen to this. But
I don't upload it on Google Play. God damn it!
Is it on Google? Should I?
It was.
I can't.
It was back in the day.
Oh, there you're in. Right. I just couldn't hear you in my headphones. It's not there anymore.
It old episodes are.
I wonder why it doesn't come up.
I don't know.
Can you hear yourself?
Yes, I can hear.
Okay, myself. Okay, good. All right, I can hear you. You're in and out. As long as you're picking up, that's fine. I don't know what happened. I wonder when that stopped or why I'm not on there anymore.
I don't know. Here, I can check
real quick. I'll find out. While Jeremy's doing that, we got a lot of exciting, exciting stuff. We're going to play the game Who's Going to Hell / Worst Person in the News this week. I am looking forward to that. It's been too long. Jeremy's going to try to reclaim his throne, the title of person who's able to find the worst person in the news. And Jack's going to play for the first time and try to win.
What am I going to play?
Worst person in the news.
That's me. I win.
Not worst person who does the news.
Okay.
Worst person in the news. God damn it. She got too fucking stoned before. She's just like zoned out. She's looking at her phone, and her phone isn't even on.
She does look
kind of. I was finding articles.
Yeah,
fucked up people. I'm gonna win.
We were literally just trying to carve some fucking. So this was this was what happened before the show. Jack goes, "Hey, let's carve a pumpkin." And I'm like, "Yeah, because I haven't. You know, the last time I did that, Reagan was in office. Let's do that." So I go to her house, and she's got a pumpkin. It's not a great pumpkin to be. First off, her pumpkin picker is bad. There's no good flat surface. It's like half dead. It looks like it has like fucking pumpkin herpes. She's got like...
I like the fucked up one.
Yeah, well, we know. That's a problem in many facets of your life, Jack. She's got like one like quilting tool and like something from like a Civil War surgical kit. To carve this pumpkin, and I'm like, "Have you carved a pumpkin?" She's like, "I just found out pumpkins were today." And I'm like, "Okay, well, so we start," and she starts looking up pictures of what she's like, "What are we gonna carve?" I'm like, "This is your mission. I strictly showed up for moral support." So she starts scrolling through these pictures of, and I mean,
pick one's the easiest.
Yeah, she's got like Starry Night and stuff like that. And I'm like, "Oh yeah, this is, let's just jump straight to black belt. This is no problem." Like this,
we couldn't even do the basic one.
We fucking couldn't even do triangle eyes. And she, and she wants to do like Einstein on this thing. I'm like, first of all, Einstein's not even, it's not even Halloween related either. I don't understand the connection.
He's a ghost now.
That's true. Yeah, he's fucking dead.
Rest in peace.
So yeah, we
just
needless
like that pumpkin.
Yeah, the pumpkin got fucked up. We didn't make it, guys. We drew on it, and then we started carving, and then Deese
broke it.
She's just stabbed it with a knife and then gave up. all right. So, guys, real quickly, beer of the week. Our beer of the week is the raspberry. I think it's Moet, but I don't know for sure.
It's Moti.
Is it?
Yeah.
Moeite?
Don't fucking ask me, man. I
know. Same here. That's why I don't fucking know. I do know this has a 9% ABV. It's brewed by Scuttlebutt Brewing Company in Everett, Washington. It pours an amber color, has an aroma of raspberry hints, falls with the nose of raspberry flavor. And Jeremy tried it. You liked it?
I liked it. I found it very enjoyable to the palate.
It's assertive but not pushy.
Exactly.
I like it. Yeah, Jack handed it back to me quickly. You don't like that, Jack?
I don't like it. It tastes like cider.
You don't like cider. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that is from Scuttlebutt Brewing Company in Everett, Washington. You can find them at 3310 Cedar Street, Everett, Washington. Probably the only reason to go to Everett. Everett sucks.
It's tiny.
But yeah. So Halloween. We're going to do some Halloween stuff. I want to talk about some Halloween traditions that Jack and I were looking up on the way over here. We're going to do that in a little bit. Like I said, we're going to play the game. I'll talk about the trip for a second. Michael Glasper and I were through all of Montana for like 8-9 days, doing shows every day. It was great. It was a lot of fun. We met a lot of people, made some fans, sold some merch. Everyone wants us to come back, so we're doing it again in June. But we had some good adventures. We went to Yellowstone Park one day. We actually got to go to Glacier Park and Yellowstone Park on this trip. Awesome. It was a lot of fun. But we go to, we got a full free day, so we drive to Yellowstone Park. And as soon as you cross this river to get from Montana to Wyoming, right, and you cross this bridge to get towards the park, this fucking bald eagle swoops right down over the river and right over the fucking car. Like, just perfect timing. I'm like, holy shit, Trump did make America great again. This is fucking amazing. Like, saluting, I'm crying. I'm like, yeah.
Same time getting deported.
Right, yeah. I'm like, that was too much. They have to have like a drone, right? Like, yeah, with wings on it that they just like release every time they see someone with out of state plates. Yeah. And like, that was too perfect of timing. And then you go through this little town, Gardner, to get to Yellowstone. And as we're driving in, before we even get to the park, you're like, there's these little baby deer and the mama deer. And it's so cute. Then we're driving a little further and there's a whole herd of elk just walking down the middle of the street in this town, right? And then we see some buffalo and you're like, oh, fucking buffalo, awesome. And then there's these gazelles, right? Like, all these fucking animals. They're like little gazelles, or
I didn't know we had those.
Yeah, videos. Gazelles.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't either, actually. I'm like, are we in Africa?
Those are in Africa.
Yeah.
Antelope.
Or antelope or something. Yeah, that's probably what they are. And then we're going, I'm like, God, if there's all these animals outside the park, imagine what we're going to see. And like, we're going to see like a T-Rex in there probably. Like, this is going to be fucking awesome. And we pay $35 to get into the park and we don't see fucking shit. There's not one fucking animal the entire time we're in the park.
It's like, cold already.
But they were literally everywhere outside the park. And as soon as you drive into the park, these fucking people are scamming you. Like, they put all these animals outside. Like, yo, you think this is good? Imagine what's on the inside of that park. And then you get to the inside of the park, not one goddamn animal the entire time.
The geysers and shit.
Oh, God, it was so mad. There were some, the geysers, the steam holes were kind of cool.
Yeah.
But it was fucking cold. It's like 20 degrees already down there. And there was a sign that told you how far away to stay away from animals. If it was a bear or a wolf, you were supposed to stay 4 bus lengths away from it.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, I don't have any buses. And I told Michael, I'm like, your buses are shorter than ours, so you can get closer.
It's not fair. You still have to pay the same $35. Yeah. Bullshit.
So yeah, it was, but it was a great time. It was fun doing comedy every night for that long. Fucking wear you out, dude. I can tell why people like that. By the end, I was like spun out, man. I'm like, I don't know what day it is.
Yeah, you're in Montana doing comedy. I bet you literally were spun out.
Yeah. Stewing that tail, just riding the rails, if you know what I mean. It was it was crazy. Like, I can't imagine doing it for like weeks and weeks at a time, how like just burnt the fuck out. You get just another hotel, you don't know where you are at, like what time it is, what day it is, and you're just trying to like, you just fucking want to be in your own bed and cook a meal.
Yeah.
And you're like, just been eating the shit.
Motel 6 with Michael Glass.
When we got to this Motel 6, it was the last night of our trip, and the guy there, they're like, oh, you guys are the comics performing in town tonight. We're like, yeah, like, oh, we're going to give you an upgraded room. I'm like, what the fuck? What is that? You move us to another hotel? What is an upgraded room at a Motel 6? And then they give us
sleep in my conversion van.
Yeah, they're like, they give us the upgrade room, and what I found out is an upgrade room in a Motel 6 is just a room with a microwave in it that doesn't work and comforters with minimal amounts of cigarette burns in it. So that's like the upgraded room. Like they, yeah, like they wash the chalk outline from the hooker off the floor before you check in. Hit it with some Febreze, like you're good to go. It was quite a thing, though. Quite a thing. I probably took 10 years off my life doing it. But
how much is a Motel 6 to stay at nowadays?
They give you $20. They give you a gift card, dude.
Like they pay you?
Yeah. It was like $54 for two so beds.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
So ridiculous.
And when you in the parking lot, too. Because it's a motel, you know, so it's all the doors on the outside. In the corner, there's like this garage, and it just looked like a chop shop. They're like three Russian dudes, like just working on a car in a garage inside of a Motel 6. I'm like, what? What's happening? Like, that's definitely not like concierge car wash service at the Motel 6, I think. Yeah, it was a good time. So we're looking forward to doing it again. Oh, I smoked weed on my trip too. I never smoked weed. Yeah. Smoked weed one time.
You're just going downhill, man.
Oh, fuck, man. I know. I'm doing the dope show this Sunday.
Yeah, I saw that. Man, I wish I could see that show.
Fuck, man.
Videotape it for me.
It's going to be like a panic attack on stage,
dude.
That's
gonna be amazing.
I can't even imagine. I don't smoke weed. I smoked one hit of weed the other night when I had one hit of the pot.
Yeah.
And I was already real high, real drunk. And I'm like, I'm hitting the pot once and I'm going to bed.
Oh, you're gonna get so fucking high.
And yeah, this Sunday.
But think about it. If the kid from Mormon and the Method can fucking do it, you can too.
Yeah, but he's also got like 30 years of a pure body. He's a new body.
That's true.
I have an old.
He doesn't have all the dark thoughts.
Right.
And the shit to fucking,
chew him up and like, yeah. Remember that when you were seven?
Yeah.
Well, that you probably should have told someone about that. Like, just comes right up. And you're like, okay. So I'm a little concerned, but I'm sure it'll be fine. I mean, what's the worst that could happen?
Tyler's a great guy too. He's always fun to hang around with.
Yeah. It'll be a good time. He's been asking me to do this show for a while, and I'm always like, oh yeah, you know, dude, yeah, when, yeah, just, you know, yeah, I'd love to some time, and just kind of like whatever in passing. And then finally, like a month ago or so, it was after one of their shows at the comedy club, and we were both at Gamers. He's like, oh, I'm like, how's the show? Goes, oh, good. We're talking. He goes, yeah, we got to get you on sometime. I'm like, yeah, sure, man. Just thinking two shifts in the night passing by. And he pulls out his cell phone. He goes, okay. And he pulls out the calendar. He goes, how about October 28th? And points to the date. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
It's far enough away.
Yeah, fucking, yeah. Shit.
I want to see Harry on that.
Oh, man, that'd be great.
That'd be amazing.
They want to bring back the Hammer Time show, too, where people get drunk, but, like, I'm like,
hated that shit.
They just, I'm like, dude, you guys put the worst alcoholics on it. I go, put me on that show. I can drink a lot and still handle my shit.
Yeah.
You put fucking Carl Sean, Alex Brew in it, people like that.
The thing is, it's not even the comics that were bad. It was the audience that was fucking terrible with that show.
Yeah.
I almost got in four fights in one show.
Yeah.
Just with the fucking audience.
It's just, they're just so drunk and out of control.
Yeah.
Fucking it's shitty.
Terrible atmosphere. I'd rather be around stoners.
Yeah, they're at least chill. All right. You said you can hear yourself, though?
I can barely hear myself.
Okay. I'm just kind of. Jack, can you hear him?
Yeah.
Let's see.
See, I can
when
hear
you
both
move
of
it,
you guys
it
fine,
and
but
and
my
out.
Voice is so.
What?
Oh, my God.
That's
okay.
Weird.
As long as you're getting picked up.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's better.
That's a little bit better.
As long as you're getting picked up.
No.
It's just, it's recording. It's just not good. It's just shitty connection, I guess.
Hope it's recording.
Yeah.
Very good. Don't touch it.
Okay.
No, it's hit and miss. Whatever. Fuck
right.
it. Roll
okay.
with it.
Yeah, we're fucking doing it live. Okay. Yeah, so I'm a little concerned. It'll be fine. We'll make it.
Yeah,
I'll fucking make it, dude. I did always want to do a show. Are you taking selfies, Jack?
No, I'm looking. I'm trying to listen and look up.
What are you looking up?
Articles.
For what? The news?
Yeah, all the things.
I always wanted to do a show.
Do my job.
On the job.
Isn't that what I'm supposed to do?
Well, no. And well, I mean, you know, you could do it before, but.
Somebody wanted to cover pumpkin.
Yeah,
that
you.
Was a bad idea.
See, this is the reason why there's not another person on that fucking.
Exactly.
Album.
Ouch, I don't even know this guy.
So we
there should be a joint up there though.
A joint?
Before I put my face up there.
Just a picture of it, like a half burned blunt.
Yeah.
I always wanted to do a show called with comics called Who's High on What? Where we have like three different drugs, like alcohol or something, and they each take one different thing, and then you have to ask them questions, and like they get like they do a comedy set, and then we ask them questions, and the audience has to guess who's high on what.
Like, I think most people could do it. Sad tragedy.
Yeah, like
depends on what drug, though.
Huh?
All of them.
Depends on what drug.
Literally. Like have someone do DMT up there. It's like. I just I think that would be a lot of fun.
Oh yeah.
let's see. What else has been going on this week? We can play the game. We'll do that. I do want to talk about this real quick. I saw this in the news recently, and it pissed me off. So Kleenex, you know. The Kleenex tissue.
Yes.
They are discontinuing a brand of Kleenex they had called Man Size Kleenex.
Yeah, because one person complained.
They said it was gender biased because of it was called Man Sized Kleenex.
Wow.
I really don't know at what point we lost control of our society, and like we are spiraling into a world of who gives a fuck. Like what are we doing that we have? I'm like, you have so few problems. You are mad about what Kleenex is called. Do you know it's called Kleenex? Go fuck yourself. Mm-hmm. Like that's how I would brand my Kleenex if I was a CEO. Like, who cares? Why are we arguing about something so like, do we have, 100% graduation rate, no suicides, drug addiction problems, no homelessness? We're in like 18 wars in 23 countries right now. Are we?
And you're making a difference by what?
Right.
Kleenex. What's next? Fucking made. Hungry man meals?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. No, hungry person meals. It's a person. Women can eat them too.
Like, nope.
Nope.
Women don't want to eat that shit.
No, nobody.
Yeah, nobody
does.
I just don't like. I was talking to someone the other day, another comic, Mika actually. Jeremy knows Mika, and talking to her. And I'm like, I don't think I've ever really been offended in my life, like. I just don't fucking care. Like, if someone can piss me off, you can make me angry. But even that's pretty hard because usually I just don't fucking care about anyone's opinion or what they say. So if they're like, I think most people are idiots. So if they say things that are really dumb and I think you're idiotic, I'm like, I don't need to listen to you anymore. You're pretty fucking stupid.
Growing up at Ginger, I learned that really quick. Like, really early on. Like, you can't offend me. You can say whatever the fuck you want. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, like what happened if why are feelings? Like everyone's feelings need to be validated now. You know? Like
it's social media, man. That's why I fucking deactivated my Facebook. It's social media.
Yeah, I think it's a part of it. Because we're also self absorbed.
It gave too many people a voice.
It also makes everyone feel like they're important.
Exactly.
And most people aren't.
Yeah.
we could probably lose 73% of the population. I feel like we'd be fine.
Sounds like
I feel personally attacked here.
I didn't say you. If you listen, if you feel like the shoe fits, that's personal. I mean, I didn't say that, but we live in a generation where like Mountain Dew, like just do it, like Nike, just do it, or like Liv Moss and have it your way. Everything's about. You and this personal, like narcissistic, fucking, just like it's just people, just like people, literally, like are just masturbating to a picture of themselves masturbating. Like that's how much they're into themselves.
I'm not the only one that does that. That's sweet.
I also masturbate to a picture of Jeremy masturbating. Listen, why do you think
you're
we dressed?
Yeah, you're not gonna join in.
No,
it's fucking offensive.
Yeah, wait, just let it hang, Jack.
Please continue.
But like, do we really care? Why is this? I mean, and the people who are into this are always, it's always something else with them too. It's always the same people who are mad about whatever, you know, cause du jour they want to get into. And none of it really matters or means anything. You know, they just want to be mad. They have a big voice about it and yell about it. And then that's fucking it. Like, there's no actual action that happens. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember when the Occupy Wall Street thing was happening. And I was one of, this girl I know is one of the heads of it here. And we were having a debate one night. And I'm like, I understand the, like, the je ne sais quoi of the, of Occupy Wall Street. like, I get the gestalt, the idea, the core, like, there's, you know, the distribution of wealth in America is, you know, there's disproportionate distribution of wealth in America. The middle class is getting cut out, things like that. I'm like, but like, you guys are protesting, right? And like, what's the next step? You know, like, you're mad. I get that. We can be mad. What do you do next? And like, well, we just, you know, it's just got to change. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm on board. What do we do? What are you going to do?
Protest
for. Yeah, protest for. Exactly. Like, we'll just, I'll just fucking camp here and fucking piss in that fountain for like 8 weeks. And then I'll have lost my job because I didn't go to work. And then I'll get on food stamps. Like, what are you doing? Like, you have to have a plan. I'm like, you have to have a next step. Your step can't be mad and then keep being mad and then nothing changes. Like, all right, well, what are we really doing here? You're just fucking jerking off into a ceiling fan at this point. Like, you're not accomplishing anything.
That's accomplishing something.
It's just such a weird, I don't understand where America is going. It's why I want to move to Belize and just live in a hut in a hammock and drink myself to death.
I don't think it's too much better down there, though.
Belize is pretty nice, man. The thing is, they just leave you alone. Yeah. Like, there's no 24-hour news cycle. There's not
like
a.
I'm too white to be anywhere else.
I mean, you know, you go to Argentina. I guess your type down there. Like, a lot of them move there in the 40s, I think.
Oh my god!
I'm almost there. two more years.
It's just such a weird, it's not getting better. I think the horse is too far out of the barn too. I don't know what we do to swing it back.
I don't know.
We don't.
Yeah, we can't.
Genocide.
Just start over.
Genocide.
Okay, I'm with you. Yeah, I mean, there's why
abortions.
Did you say abortions?
I stopped making abortions legal.
Okay.
Right?
Stop like making them legal or illegal?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So let me...
Like, they're trying to change laws and shit, but some people shouldn't be having kids.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. Oh, well, sorry. I want to hear your voice.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. Okay. When I'm in charge, and I will be one day, my rule, law, we'll call it law, a little soft law, is going to be, we're going to
decree.
That's a better word. We're going to put a sterilization agent in the municipal water system to sterilize people.
Mm-hmm.
And when you want to have a kid, you have to fill out an application and tell us why and how you're going to support this kid. Now, we need your income, your living situation, credit score, health history, mental history, all these things. And there's an algorithm, you know. There's an algorithm that you have to hit a certain percentage along the algorithm. And if you do, we give you the antidote and you're allowed to have children. If not, then fucking no kids for you, motherfucker. Okay. I don't want you to pay. You lose already. I don't want to pay for your shitty kids. I don't want to pay for anyone else's shitty kids anymore. No, I don't want to do it.
I have three shitty ones of my own. Like, I don't.
Yeah, but at least you pay for them.
Yeah, no, I know. I don't want to pay for anybody else's, though. That's why whenever I go to the grocery store and they're like, "Would you like to donate to children with whatever the fuck it is this week?" Like, no. Like, I donate money every week to my fucking kids.
Yeah, my I'm supporting my goddamn kids. Yeah. I always tell people, like, I don't want to pay for your shitty kids because, you know, and they're like, oh, I want kids. I'm like, okay, cool. Well, I want a Lexus. Do you want to pay for my Lexus? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, and I guarantee you in 14 years, my Lexus won't fucking develop a meth habit, break in your apartment, steal your PlayStation 2. It's just going to be gas efficient and have a good resale value, okay? So fuck you and your kids. They're not the future either. Robots are the future.
That's true. Sex robots.
Sex robots. Yeah.
Sex robot brothels.
Yeah, there's a sex robot brothel in Toronto. Did you hear about that?
I heard about
that. Yeah. Coincidentally, we're actually doing a live show in Toronto coming up soon. Nice. Yeah. No, not really, but I'd like to. They had one in Arizona, and they shut it down before they could open them up because they said it. I guess the guy lied about what he was going to do there. I'm like, he bought a bunch of sex robots. What did you think he was going to do there?
A sex robot parade. Come on now.
Hey, like, what do you... Jack, what site were we on? Was it the one in Toronto? Was it... Or was I... I've looked at it a lot. So maybe it wasn't with you. They were talking about the cleaning and the sanitation of the robots and how they upkeep them. And they... And they go through like this 4-step process. Yeah. And I think that everyone should have to read that 4-step process before they fuck the robot doll. Because I think once you do, you would be so turned off and ashamed. You wouldn't fuck the doll. Like, but also I personally believe if you want to fuck a robot doll, man, I think you should be able to.
Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, do it in your own home. That's what I said. It's just unsanitary, no matter what you do.
Well, it is I mean, it's not... Okay, there's more fecal matter on, like, a goddamn
subway. You have to, like,
subway.
Soak the entire doll in fucking acid.
Yeah.
Every crevice out of there.
God, you have to get so fucking graphic. Every crevice. Mm-hmm. It would
How
be.
How is it different than a fleshlight, though? Nobody's ever gotten a flesh-eating disease off of a fucking
Yeah, but you,
yeah,
you probably
but
don't,
you don't
share those.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You just, why don't they just
right.
pick out the friggin'...
Maybe they don't come
out.
They're like, realistic, like, sex dolls. Maybe they don't come apart.
Oh, the sex... Yeah, you just...
But real women come apart.
They just...
That's true. Them. Yeah, well, yeah, you can...
I don't want to know how much you guys know.
What do you... How do you... Yeah, there
I
is
just
like.
I think it shouldn't be done in public. All right.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, no, it shouldn't be done in public. It'd
but
be
there
like,
also shouldn't be like movie theater.
Yeah, not like
porn
on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial or something.
Video
story. The but I mean, if you want to go and pay and fuck one and roll the dice on whether who else has fucked it.
Yeah.
I think it's fine.
It's gonna be some kind of new bionic fucking STD that comes out. It'd be awesome.
Like, yeah, you have like the what is it, the Mac screen of death, like
the blue screen of death.
Yeah, yeah. Oh man. Anyway, enough with sex dolls.
did you see what Sarah Silverman came out on the Howard Stern show and said?
Oh yeah, I saw that.
That
too.
Shit was fucking funny.
Louis C.K. jacked off in front of her.
Yeah, and she was like, yeah, fuck yeah, I want to see that.
Here's the thing that kind of is shitty about that is that she is saying that, like, she said it was okay and she wasn't a victim. And she said, like, some of these other girls aren't victims, like, because of wine, like, as bad as wine scene and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I agree. There's a scale. You know, if you had a daughter, would you be like, would you rather have them be like, oh, he was, you know, systematically, like,
right,
sexually assaulted by Harvey Weinstein, or some dude jerked off in front of her? Like, if you had to pick one gun to your head, you'd probably pick Louis C.K. jerking off in front of her. Neither are good, obviously, bad situation. But, like, she's, like, kind of making excuses for it. If she was a dude saying those same things, that dude would be fucking crucified.
Oh, no, for sure.
And I'm like, it's just shitty. You'd be like, oh, man, like, who was it? Like, Norm MacDonald basically said
that
the same thing.
And
Norm
yeah.
got, you know, just like slaughtered all of a sudden in public.
Yeah. Got taken off the Tonight Show.
Yeah.
And all this shit.
I think
yeah.
he got taken off Conan too. Like, yeah. It's like two shows. And it's like, man.
And Norm's,
you know,
like the nicest fucking guy on the planet.
Right. And his was even take a little more out of context. He's like, oh, it's too bad they were talented, you know, and it's
My
too bad to see
lost
like,
everything,
yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
Like, he wasn't even justifying what they were doing. He's just like, ah, oh, it's too bad that they were talented people we lost. You know, I mean,
right.
yeah, it's their
oh,
own
yeah.
fault. You know, they did something bad, but like, it's still sad
there
that
has
we
to
lose
be
that talent.
Some kind of like redeeming process though.
Right.
I mean, yes and no. It depends on the
Not with
crime and
like,
the person.
He can burn in hell. He can go to prison. But, like, you know, like with like Norm MacDonald, it's like, what the fuck did he do?
Yeah.
Why is he losing shit?
Right. Yeah.
Like, when did words become so offensive?
Right. Policing what these people and taking out of context and stuff too.
Well, that's been a thing for a while. Yeah. But it's just again, social media is right at our fingertips.
Deleted Facebook, man.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
It's a giant game of telephone.
Mm-hmm.
It was my least favorite game in school. I punched kids over that game.
What game?
The telephone game when we had to play it in school.
What
like,
is
I
the
hate
telephone
when people,
game?
It's like when you like tell somebody something and the next person says like what they heard and then the next person says what they heard.
Oh,
by the time you get to the
yeah.
end, then it's like completely screwed right. up. And like if it was me saying it, I'd get really mad because I don't like liars.
Yeah.
And so like as a kid, that was like what I thought. I was like, no, that's not what I said. Why'd you make that up? Like, fuck you, kid.
Jeez, so violent. Okay.
That's what's wrong with today's society.
That's
right. Please don't hurt me.
Let's see. I think we're going to play the game. Who's going to hell?
Who wants to watch me jerk off first?
Do I?
I got one consent. Two consent? Do I hear two consent?
All right. We're going to play Who's Going to Hell. If I can get my
I
music.
Mean, out of us three?
Oh. Out of us three? No, I definitely. Oh. Almost.
That's not
that
the
was
right
almost.
Song.
It's pretty
Holy
good, though.
Holy shit, my ears are bleeding.
Yeah.
All right. Who wants to go first?
I'll go last.
Jack, why don't you
go first?
Go first? Okay, I'll go first. My story is you know what? I'm not going to apologize for it up front because I think I can justify why this is really bad. China is the worst person in the news this week because they want to put a fake moon in the sky. Now, hear me out, okay? First of all, here's why this is so bad. Because all the fucking stupid flat earthers who already think there's a fake moon in the sky are going to double down on the fact there's a fake moon. And more people are going to believe them.
Oh,
then
yeah.
we're going to have more people going to flat earthers. And we're going to have more people breeding that believe in the flat earth. Also, if it is a real moon, maybe it'll change the fucking tides. And we'll get wiped out. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Also, Chinese people eat dogs. And that's bad. I like dogs. But they
I
want.
I feel like we just already lost.
So
fair.
The reason they want to put
a whole country
he's
out there.
The, shit out of
the, the reason they want to put a fake moon in there is to brighten the night sky. But also, like, they're polluting
that's
other
weird.
People's skies.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, like, just put some light
to brighten
yeah.
the night.
Should we just
want
to move the moon a little bit closer to us so we can see it through the air?
What about the stars and, like...
No one wants to see China at night. They barely want to see it during the day. It's the worst part of the Orient. Is it still called the Orient? Okay, I don't know. That's fair.
Well, no, it can't be because Top Ramen still calls it Oriental flavor, right?
Oh,
I think Oriental is, or if it's an object, not people, though.
They're
I think
not objects?
All right. Fair enough.
I'm looking at the wrong porn site,
I think we're saying the same thing. But China's going to fuck up the whole thing. I think we're going to have a nation full of, and guess what? China's one of the smart people. They're going to fuck up Japan. They're super smart. And then we're going to lose all the smart people. They're going to think it's a flat earth. It's going to be terrible.
We're going to be sitting here in America with nothing but gender fluid fucking assholes.
Yeah, like, mad about Kleenex thinking it's a flat earth, crying about a flat earth. Did you know this, guys? I did find out there's a dating site exclusively for people that believe the earth is flat.
No shit.
I bet.
Yeah, it's called Farmers Only.
That's what Farmers Only is.
I'm
just kidding. I've heard about that.
Stupid joke.
Flat.
You had me going for a second. I was like,
wait,
I'm
what?
I'm about to get a divorce right now.
I'm starting a profile, Megan. all right. That's mine. I got China. Fuck you, China, and your goddamn fake moon. I kind of want him to do it, though.
But America's talking about they want to pull an asteroid in orbit around the actual moon. So they want to give the moon a moon.
They're going to fucking run an asteroid into the moon.
Yeah.
These people are fucking out of their minds.
We've all seen how this ends.
So the China Daily newspaper did say that Mr. Wu, that he sounds like a villain, is saying that he's going to put three huge mirrors that could be launched as early as 2022. And they'll make
this is real life.
Yeah, they'll like project another moon. It would orbit about 500 kilometers. Man, fucking, I don't know, metric. Jesus Christ, this is America. Roughly the same height as the International Space Station. But the Pikmin looks like actually end up being cheaper than paying. Oh, this is why. But why? To save money. They think that they actually predict that putting a fake moon in space could actually end up being cheaper than paying for streetlights. Oh, that's amazing.
Those mirrors are going to have to be fucking gigantic.
No.
They're going to have to launch them into space. They don't have their own rockets to do that, do they?
No.
They would have to use Russians.
Yeah, Russia would be, yeah.
Okay. those are the worst people, but I think they're stupid.
Yeah, all right. All right.
They can probably hear me through the chip in my phone.
Yeah, they've got... Jack, what do you got?
I mean, nothing compared to China.
Just sell it.
I agree.
That was a shit story. He just sold it.
Except for...
it's all by the pageantry.
They throw it around like it's fucking furniture.
Just go for it, Jack.
Just go for it.
Just go for it.
Okay.
Go for it like you're carving a pumpkin with no abandon.
I did that and I failed.
All right. Well, you know, I didn't say the outcome of this story would be good. I just said do it like you don't care.
Yeah, I don't care, actually. But in Florida, this guy, I guess, assaulted his pregnant ex-girlfriend.
All right. It's a good start. You're off to a hot lead.
And then he drowned her disabled dog in the pool.
Oh my God! Disabled Why were
dog?
You?
Like, what disabilities did this dog have?
I don't. Okay, so
fibromyalgia.
Yeah. Man was arrested in Florida Friday night after he assaulted a pregnant woman and drowned a disabled 7-pound chihuahua.
Oh, yeah.
Obese.
Yeah. It's exactly. Yeah, that's right. Where am I at? He allegedly attacked his ex-wife, who was 4 months pregnant, and left her with minor injuries, and then because he said he was disrespected.
Yeah, well, you don't correct him in
public.
And
so then he intentionally picked up the family's elderly and disabled dog and threw the animal into the pool.
Did it drown? Did it die?
Yes.
Oh, man. So he just threw it in the pool. It couldn't swim. He didn't, like, hold it underwater until bubbles stopped.
Right. Authority said... Gonzalez knew the chihuahua couldn't swim and he threw it into the pool, what the police department called an inhumane death.
Well, of course it couldn't swim. But chihuahua's not a product of evolution. They have no survival skills whatsoever.
They can swim, though. A little bit.
It just drowned. That's a pretty good one, Jack, actually. Yeah, that's a strong contender.
Tragic.
I mean, there's no China putting a moon in.
That's like some evil villain.
I know. Yeah, there's something like sinister behind that. There's
guy from Inspector Gadget with his
with Dr. Claw.
Yeah, that's it.
I like the cat.
So I have three. Which one do you guys? I think all of them are good. All of them stand a chance. Which one do you want to hear? Florida man with no arms charged with stabbing
that
tourist.
One.
Hold on. Florida woman claimed to accidentally stab her husband after slipping on dog feces.
Oh God.
Florida mom targets her son in drive-by shooting.
Can we combine them all? Like a Florida mom with no arms slipped on feces while trying to shoot her son in the drive-by? Make it all one story.
I need
story.
To light another joint for this.
I'm gonna do the Florida mom.
Okay.
I don't. Okay, so...
I'm just shocked there's someone in Florida who still has custody of their children.
Right? Not after this. Priscilla Ann Ethinger's phone was at the home the whole time. Mom allegedly fired at son in drive-by shooting to get her cell phone. Didn't know it was at home still.
So she was going to shoot him to get the phone back.
Oh, she shot him.
Oh, she did shoot him.
Priscilla's phone was at home the whole time, plugged into the wall charger. A Florida mom tried to attack her adult son in a drive-by shooting. In an attempt to get her cell phone back, it turned out to be sitting at home, blah, blah, blah. Priscilla, 66, allegedly shot at her 46-year-old son who lives with her.
The 66-year-old woman?
Yeah, and her 46-year-old son.
Oh, goodness.
Who still lives at home.
Right. In Florida.
Yes. With a .22-caliber handgun, Saturday night.
Oh, so he lived.
Son. Yeah. Her son was riding a bicycle at the time. It all started.
Well, yeah, he's 22. He can't have a driver's license.
Home some point.
No, he's 40 something. She shot him with the 22s. So I mean, he felt it, but.
After the argument, son fled on his bike. Her nephew was present during the fight. Later, told Bay County Sheriff that Etheridge grabbed her gun and said, "I'll be damned if I'm going to let him have the last word." Then she hopped in her car, tried to track down her son, who she believed took her cell phone. When she caught up with her son, she allegedly shouted at him to get back the phone. A shot rang out from the gun, but the mother and the son have different stories about why, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah. I mean, she tried to murder her son because she forgot where she plugged her cell phone in.
All right.
I mean, it's not fucking Moonbase.
Yeah, it's not sinister. It's not like
but it's fucked up.
Long distance. That's that's called the short game.
Wins that one.
You're voting for me, Jack?
Yeah,
Jack votes for me.
That's pretty good.
I'm just not good at articulating it and selling it as you are. That's it. My story was better, but I got to fucking vote for you too.
I got to vote for Jeremy. Okay. Fuck, I win.
I'm out of here. Fuck this show. I'm starting my own podcast.
But you suck at pumpkin carving.
Oh, all right. That was, I didn't think I was going to win. God, I want to thank
the shit out of that story.
I want to thank the Academy.
Like,
let's, yeah. I had a guy.
I'm just trying to save money over fucking streetlights, and you made it sound evil. Like, what the fuck?
I know. China's trying to save on pollution and make them sound like a bunch of dickbags. All right, well, I retain the crown. We'll do this again in a couple weeks. That was fun. I'm glad we got to do that again.
I'm gonna find a better one.
All right, that was a great one. That was a wild card. Jack's high and voted for me, so you I thought you were a shoo-in. Although that was a solid first outing, Jack. I gotta say, guy beats
disabled,
up his,
you throw the disabled dog in there, and I started to get nervous. So I was like, oh shit!
Beats up his pregnant girlfriend, drowns a chihuahua. You're like, Jesus Christ. I like the absurdity of the lady shooting her son over a cell phone that he didn't even have. Oh my god, that was fun. Okay, let's see, we got the news. I want to do this. Let's, Jack, you. You were looking up stuff about the Halloween earlier.
Oh yeah, about the pumpkins.
Pumpkins. We were shittily carving a shit pumpkin that is now stabbed and sitting in the backyard. I was trying to ask, like, how did this tradition come about?
Yeah,
because we have really
weird
traditions in America that are all just like, because we don't have any traditions that are from America. We made sure and give all those smallpox blankets to eliminate that problem. And happy Columbus Day.
Indigenous people.
Yeah, well, not anymore.
Not on this fucking show. Yeah.
listen, they weren't my people. Sidebar. It did remind, well, Jack pulls that up. It does remind me of last summer. I was happened to be very drunk during the day, which is the best drunk day drunk Dees. The triple D. It's very good. It's when I'm at my best. I'm like, when I'm drinking before noon, dude, me at 3 p.m. is a fucking superstar. I was at Anthony's in Coeur d'Alene. So for our listeners outside the area, Coeur d'Alene is a very nice area. Anthony's is a very nice restaurant in a very nice area. And I'm getting drunk. Former co-host on the show, Monica Stutz, worked there at the time.
Monica.
And yeah, she was, so I was going in to see her and I'm having some drinks and they're playing some music, just me and this older, you know, white lady, upper class white lady at the bar. And George Michael comes on and the lady started complaining about the music. And I'm like, hey, I like George Michael. Give me some George Michael. I like that. And she started kind of talking shit about George Michael. I'm like, hey, hey, lady, when George Michael died, I'm like, that was my 9/11. Okay.
Yeah. I can totally see you saying that too.
That's why
I 100% believe
this
story.
she's like, she's just like, oh my God. She goes, 9/11 was the worst attack on this nation's soil in this country's history. And I said, I feel like the Native Americans would disagree with you. And she lost her fucking mind. And it was like, she's like, gets up and she's like screaming at me at the bar. And I'm just sitting there drunk, like just kind of laughing to myself, like, ah, oh, this went exactly as I wanted it to. You played into my hand. Yeah, so that was fun. We don't have, we have like stupid, all these traditions come from other cultures that, you know, illegally migrate here. I'm sure we'll get rid of soon. Jack, what is the tradition? How did we come up with the jack-o'-lantern?
Well, there's a couple different stories.
Okay. How about the one you were reading me on the car?
Well, now I'm reading one that like leads into that.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. So this one says, the term jack-o'-lantern was first applied to people, not pumpkins. As far back as 1663, the term meant a man with a lantern or a night watchman. Just a decade or so later, it began to be used to refer to the mysterious lights sometimes seen over the bog. These ghost lights, variously called jack-o'-lanterns, hinky punks,
oh my God,
hobby lanterns.
Those definitely sound like racial slurs.
Oh, every single one of them.
Corpse candles.
Yeah. What were the other ones?
Jack-o'-lanterns, hinky punks, hobby lanterns.
Like, listen, you hinky punk, get back to working on the railroad.
Fairy lights, will-o'-the-wisps, and the fool's fire.
Fairy lights, those are gay condoms.
And they're created when gases from the decomposing plant matter ignite as they come in contact with electricity or heat as they oxidize over the bogs.
All right.
Anyways, okay, so in Ireland, dating back as far as the 1500s, the story is often revolved around a guy named Jack. As the story goes, Stingy Jack, often described as a blacksmith, invited the devil to join him for a drink. Stingy did not want to pay for the drinks out of his own pocket and convinced the devil to turn himself into a coin that could be used to settle the tab. The devil did so, but Jack skipped out on the bill and kept the devil coin in his pocket.
This guy, I like this Jack guy. He's got some balls. Yeah. He's like, I just talked the devil into doing some dumb shit, and I'm going to keep this devil coin.
Yeah, I like it.
But he sold it for like some Pantera tickets in 86 or something.
The devil couldn't shift back into his original form. Jack eventually let the devil loose, but made him promise that he wouldn't seek revenge and that he wouldn't claim his soul when he died. Later, Jack irked the devil again by convincing him to climb a tree and pick some fruit.
Dude, this devil sounds like a fucking idiot.
He does.
Then carved a cross into the trunk so the devil couldn't climb back down. Apparently, the devil is a sucker. Jack freed him again on the condition that the devil once again not take revenge on him. Sounds boring now. When he died, God would not let him into heaven, and the devil keeping his word.
Why? He shouldn't be like, dude, you're the best at tricking the devil. You're like my ace up my sleeve. Yeah, right. Man. You're my number one guy now.
Yeah. So Jack.
Yo, Jack the devil tricker. You all know him.
That's my new nickname.
That's your old nickname. That's been your nickname. You haven't heard us call you that shit?
Jack's... So the devil keeping his word rejected Jack's soul at the gates of hell.
Well, that sounds better. You don't have to go to heaven or hell.
Mm-hmm. Instead, the devil gave him a single burning coal to light his way and sent him off into the night, find his own hell.
That was nice of him.
To find his own hell. Jack put the coal in a carved out turnip and has supposedly been roaming the earth with it ever since.
Bullshit, he's probably at my ex's house.
He's by your house right now.
No comment.
So in relation, in Ireland, that's when the ghost lights were seen across the swamps and the bogs, and when they moved to the United States, that's when they adapted the pumpkin, because that was native to this region.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is it is a Irish holiday that's non-drinking.
Yep.
That doesn't sound like an Irish.
It's more like a myth that like you're gonna get murdered by this guy if you don't put out a pumpkin.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is
never knew that. That's mind blowing.
Yeah.
It's weird because these holidays, all the weird traditions always come from the weirdest, dumbest shit. Yeah. My comment is like, life must have been fucking weird before science, man. Because
they totally believed that shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh yeah, we gotta, you know, cut off a virgin's head and roll it down some stairs in you know, in a fucking Peru.
Her rice will grow now.
Well, yeah, that's cool. That's just how it happened. So just superstitious natives. But I mean, but when you think about it, like, you know, if every now and then the earth just starts spewing lava with, you have no explanation for seismic activity and, you know, things like that. You just have to make up. You're like, ah, fuck, I got to put some, I got to put together some sort of story for this. This
yeah.
is.
Oh, it'd be perfect. If you really hated people, you'd be like, yeah, no, it's.
Yeah.
That guy's fault.
Rick guy. Over there. Yeah.
So I guess it was more adapted into a prank in Britain. Sure. And they would carve like scary faces to scare kids. And I remember they trebucheted them.
The trick part.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Trick or treat. Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. That was about hookers.
I like that Jack the Ripper and everything. When, yeah, exactly. Here's my question, and I asked Jack this on the way over here while we were talking about it. And I'm gonna ask Jeremy. Could you pick out a turnip in a vegetable lineup?
Yes.
Could you?
Yes, only because Harry had that as his profile picture for like a year.
Oh, with his face on it?
No, it was just
a turnip.
Picture of a turnip.
Are they white?
I told you they were white.
I'm pretty sure.
Did you?
I always second guess me.
Yeah, no, they are.
I wanted to ask a man.
Now you're gonna be second guessing though, like whether or not I could actually pick out a turnip.
Okay, what about a beet?
Yeah, I could pick out a beet easily.
Yeah. What about a like a what were the other ones you named?
A radish.
Yeah, I used to work at a grocery store, man.
Oh, okay. Humble brag.
I got fired after like 2 weeks.
I'm a pro at it.
Yeah.
The only thing about beets is like, I think beets, you should get like I call it like a beets band. So you should know it's like a medical alert bracelet. So every time after you eat beets and you take a shit, and you think you have bowel cancer, and then you see your beets bracelet, and like, oh yeah, I just ate beets. That's why I'm not dying. I don't know.
There's white beets and orange beets too.
Listen, I don't see color, Jack. I don't know. They're just beets, okay? Why don't we have to break them down into
this
segments?
New girl's racist.
Jesus Christ! Holy shit! Coming in here hot like that with your racist.
I don't know what show I just walked into.
This is a fucking rally. okay. Jack, I have a I have a surprise for you.
Oh no. I don't like it when you have surprises for me. There's something to embarrass me.
No, I would never do that to you. But also I'm gonna make you sing a song.
No.
Yeah.
I don't wanna sing a song.
It's gonna be a different song from what you sang last time, but it's still.
Are you going to sing it with me?
I will.
Okay.
Are
you going to sing it too?
No, absolutely not.
Please?
I don't sing. I don't have a singing voice.
Neither
does
Deez.
Either. Yeah, fuck.
Well, he gets up and does comedy and karaoke. I don't do that shit. I'll listen, though.
I don't.
I'll try to keep my pants on.
Why do I have to sing? Do I know this song?
It's a Queen song.
But if I don't know it?
I bet you do.
Why do I have to sing now?
Because I want you to.
God damn it. Nobody else does, let me tell you.
You got the lyrics up there too.
Oh no, I'm not singing this on the air.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
No, literally. I can't.
Why?
I'm not. Because. Do you know how much effort it takes to sing this song?
Yeah.
A lot. I'm not doing it.
Jack.
No.
Don't disappoint me.
I'm going to this
help
time,
me.
Buddy. No.
Ah!
I'm sorry.
Losing followers as we go.
Oh my God.
I know. It's because that's a hard song to sing, and that's like once in a
okay, I'll let you choose the song then.
No, I don't want to sing. Focus on him. I want you to sing me a song.
Oh my God, you're gonna.
I sang you a song last time.
Yeah.
I want you to sing that Adele song right there.
Oh, I don't know Adele. Fuck.
Right
that.
There. Looks like you already listened.
Good thing
to
it has
it.
The words up there.
Yeah.
Somebody.
You put me on the spot.
Oh, already. You're killing me, Jack. Really?
Oh, yeah, sing that one.
What is this? I don't know this.
Oh, fuck that song. You should probably just change that song.
Ugh, God, gross. Okay. All right, Jackie, disappoint
me. I want you to sing a Queen song.
No.
Oh,
I sang a Queen song last night.
You're going to hell.
Where were you?
You supposedly recorded it for me. That was a lie.
I recorded it, but, you know, it'll never be. It's like it's in the Disney vault.
I'm just going to ask Tony where it's at.
It's on my phone.
Oh,
Tony won't fucking remember.
Don't listen to him, Tony.
Listen to me, Tony.
Okay. Well, fine. If Jack's going to not be a sport.
Yeah, fuck you. You broke my pumpkin.
I didn't break it. You barely had a pumpkin to begin with. Shit pumpkin.
Sing that song, dude.
What? It's, you don't have to nail it.
Because of the AIDS.
Oh, I do.
Because of the AIDS. Jesus.
That's rough.
Oh, so now that's what is going to offend everybody?
Yeah.
I'm not offended. I know. All right. Fine, Jack. You ready with the news?
You got to sing it, though.
No.
Are you ready with the news?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound very...
Now I'm all bummed out.
Why? Because you didn't sing for me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm bummed out, too.
I don't want to,
welcome
but...
to my world. Didn't sing tonight. Didn't sing last night. I'm going to break my heart tomorrow. It'll be fine. It's fine. Just drink myself to death tonight. Okay, go ahead. Anyway.
Well...
I mean, it's going to happen one of these nights.
Mm-hmm.
Just rookie rolling the dice. Are you ready with the news?
First in the news.
Hold on.
Hold on.
We got to get a musician in here, and we're going to make you a news song.
Me?
That's how we always make the news songs. We get... When someone starts news starts in the news, once we get a musician in here, we just like we'll write a song and have him make it on the spot.
Oh, nice!
Yeah, that's how we got Jay's. Did you? This was Jay's. Just for a night, we'll play Jay's new song for you. I know you're a big fan of the show and listened a lot before.
I loved it. It's cute.
I could just recut that and like put Jack over.
Yeah, no, just dub your voice over.
Yeah, that is
that'd be
cute.
Perfect. That was Aaron Catherine Parks. Love that girl. Miss you. I know you listen. And hopefully I'll see you soon.
I don't think I have any real news.
If I die
today,
when I get there, she's dead.
I don't like talking about
she died.
Trump.
Aaron died.
Aaron died?
No, just kidding. I'm just.
I'm going to bring it down.
No, she's so well. She's alive. She's in Bellingham.
So she's pretty much dead.
Yeah. What do you got?
Okay. Well, first, a Virginia man allegedly stole 7 right shoes. And that's it.
7 right shoes. Is that a brand? Does he just have 1 foot?
No. A Virginia store has had 20 right shoes stolen over the course of 3 break-ins this year. the county police arrested 21-year-old Manuel Carlos in Sunday's burglary of Clean Souls, seizing 7 right foot Nike Air Jordans and a sweatshirt printed "Call My Lawyer."
What? So he was just preparing to get arrested with a sweatshirt.
So.
What? I mean, I assume you know. So you know, those Jews are always up to something. Manuel Carlos,
definitely Jew.
Definitely a Jew. What? What was he? Why was he stealing just the right shoes?
I think just because that was all he could get access to.
I think that's the display shoes.
Yeah.
Oh.
He was just stealing all the ones up
for all those one-legged ballers with a dream.
He says he typically keeps right shoes on display while their other halves rest behind the counter.
Rest? They're resting.
That's what he said.
That's what he said?
Yeah.
This does remind me of a story. Back when I lived in L.A., there was a place called O'Connell's. It was a bar that I frequented and got very drunk in many, many times. Generations of Casillas's went to this bar. And my cousins, uncles, aunts, grandfathers, other illegal aliens. It's fine. Anyway, I am the only Casillas that is still allowed in that bar, by the way. let's make that note. Every other Casillas has been 86 from that bar. There was one time that I may have been asked to leave the bar. I was allowed back, but one time, the only time I was asked to leave the bar. There was a gentleman who frequented this bar also. He was in a wheelchair. He had one leg, his right leg. We called him Left Foot Larry. I was real drunk. I had just left a Huey Lewis in the News concert. Huey was trash. The News was great. I didn't have a shirt on. I was concussed. I was bleeding from the head. I ordered many, many shots of Jägermeister.
You go that hard at a fucking Huey Lewis in the News concert?
Yeah, yeah. It was so weird.
I mean, I get pumped when I watch Back to the Future, but I don't fucking get concussed.
It was a weird night. A lot of things happened. I drank a bottle of rum before I went to the concert.
Jesus.
And then I'm doing shots of Jägermeister, and Left Foot Larry was kind of mouthy for a guy that couldn't walk for a fucking cripple.
Well, who's going to assault a fucking man in a wheelchair?
Wait for it.
Be, yeah, no. I...
So he goes, he starts getting mouthy with me, and I'm like, hey, Christopher Reeves, if you got something to say, why don't you stand up and come over and talk to me like a man? And that's when the nice bartender lady, Michelle, took my drinks away asked me to leave for the evening. I can still go back. So just keep in mind what other relatives of mine did to no longer be allowed in that bar forever.
Did you ever go back, though?
Yeah, I've been back. Huh? Yeah, I've been back.
Larry's still around?
Yeah, Larry's. I mean, yeah, he's still around. But he doesn't talk shit to me anymore.
So good. I guess he got busted because he left a backpack with like $5,000 in merchandise.
It was just half a backpack. It just had the right strap on the right side.
ID in it.
What a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Like community college, I imagine.
Charged with grand larceny, destruction of property, and other counts. And says, despite the sweatshirt's instructions, it is unclear whether or not he has a good lawyer.
Wow, what a zinger. Where was this at? North Carolina?
Virginia.
Virginia.
Same thing.
Yeah, whatever. All the colonies. Who
fucking
cares?
Bible Belt.
Yeah.
All right. So Manuel Rodriguez going to jail. Meh. Right foot. Right foot. What do you? Why even do it? Like, what are you going to do with one shoe?
Go and rob another store that only has lefts.
Yeah, but I mean, most of them just show the rights. Yeah. Correct. I mean, I don't know. So you gotta just keep robbing stores. Someone's gotta have a left out there. I don't know. Hood people are stupid. It's code for brown people.
Maybe sneak some to people to have them on display.
Well, there's a high rate of diabetes in the urban community. So maybe he's honestly get that when they lose a foot. You got a 50-50 shot that it's foot.
Yeah.
Just sells the right Jordan. Well, that's a genius business plan now that I think
is.
About it, actually.
Well, and then we just got out, like, the two major wars and shit. There's a lot of amputees running around.
Also
right now.
True.
Yeah. I was thinking maybe, like, they're going to do fakes. At least one of them's real.
Oh, yeah. You display the real one. Right. Show them the real one. Right. Got the fake.
Sell the fake
the
one.
The swoosh is backwards.
Yeah. So brilliant.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah.
Let's go steal some shit.
So, do you guys know why YouTube went out?
I don't. I know it did.
Yeah.
It went out?
Apparently, when it went out, Pornhub's ratings went up 21% for the day.
That is what I did instead.
Oh, so because someone can't watch.
My kids had to watch.
Because they couldn't watch cute cat videos.
Because I couldn't watch Charlene's World. I had to go watch fucking, big black cock, fucking gangbang on Chinese fucking prostitute.
How's Ying anyways?
Still crazy.
That's good.
Oh, I'll tell you a story about Ying 2.0 soon. crazy lady I had to kick out of the comedy club. Asian lady was like nuts, wanted to be the was running for president, allegedly, and wanted me to be her running mate. So, okay. there was this lady, without saying any names, we'll just call her Ying 2.0. Okay. She was like Ying, but crazier and but less N-bombs.
Okay.
So, you know, it balanced out. But wore wigs and always had really bad jokes, and she'd come to comedy. For some reason, she like glommed onto me and wanted to hang out all the time, and she's nuts. This fucking crazy ladies love me for some reason. Story of my life. And then she...
I think you're putting that vibe out there.
Probably. Okay. It might be partly me. This is, I think mathematicians call it common denominator. She hit me up one day and she's like, do you want to be my campaign manager? And of course, me being me, I'm like, fucking yes. Yes, absolutely. I want to do that. I will definitely do anything needed to be a part of your campaign. Are you fucking kidding me? Fucking like, I'd be... Have you ever seen the movie Windy City Heat?
No, I haven't.
Do you know of it?
No.
Okay, so it's a movie that Adam Carolla and Jimmy Kimmel made with Danny Kellison, who was a producer on The Man Show and has produced like on Jimmy Kimmel Now and any longtime producer in the industry. They made a movie and they filmed this guy making a movie, but he didn't know he was in a movie. It's a really weird concept, but it's really funny. And I wanted to do that with this. Like, I wanted to film it and make her think I'm just filming her path to the White House. But also just make this. But really, it's like a crazy documentary of this fucking nutty Asian broad who thinks she's the president. So in my head, I'm like, yeah, I'll fucking be your campaign manager. Are you fucking kidding me? This is gold. I'm going to be a fucking a millionaire. It's like, you're going to Sacha Baron Cohen the shit out of this. But in real life, like, it's going to be fucking amazing. And,
you're so supportive of people. I love it. I just can't wait for him to crash and burn.
Dude, absolutely. Are you kidding me? It's like, she was on the path. She was going to crash and burn anyway. Someone might as well make a nickel off of it. So and she opened that window for me. I was diving in. So she made this video that she had posted on YouTube. It's since been taken down, sadly. But she was on her knees, like crouched on the floor of what looked like the back stock room of a Toys R Us that just been robbed, declaring her bid for presidency.
That's not where I thought that was going.
Picturing like one of those freaking like beheading videos.
Yeah, you can tell her daughter is like filming this with her cell phone, like crinkling around on the bed. You can hear it, and just like it's bad audio and video. And she was here are a couple of her things she's going to do as president. She was going to unite Korea. That was a big one. She wanted everyone to be able to say at least three words in two languages. I'm like, all right, well, I can do that. You just go to Taco Bell, you can say seven words in a language if you can read there. I mean, I've been like a 0.27 BAC still reading Spanish. So then she asked me one day, she called me, and the former manager of the comedy club hated her. Just she was annoying, she was crazy. And I forgot that one night we were at the bar next door and she had come in and wanted to talk, and the old manager Baker just hated her. And he's like, oh my God, I'm standing there with him and he's like, fucking get her away. And I'm like, and I start rubbing his back and I'm like, have you met my partner? And she's like, what? And I'm like, this is my partner, Chris, you know? And I'm just rubbing. He's like, I fucking hate you right now. Fucking hate you. And so she's like, oh, I didn't know you were gay, blah, blah, blah. Like, what's your sign? Are you a Taurus? I'm like, of course I am, precocious as ever, you know? And she's like, I knew it. And just, just bullshitting my way through this fucking story. And then I forgot that I had told her this story about Chris and I being gay lovers. Oh, yes. I told her we had adopted two Sudanese refugee twins and like this whole fucking story. And I'm just hammered when I tell her this story. So I like didn't remember until later when I was reminded of it. And then she called me and she left all these messages how she wanted me to be your running mate. And she's like, you're so articulate. You can be, I don't want you to be my, you know, campaign manager. I want you to be my vice president. You're articulate. You're smart. You know, you're funny. Oh, and you know, it helps that you're gay. And I just started laughing. I'm like, oh my God, I forgot I told her. But I'm like, now I got to ride this. I'm going to have to suck a dick to be vice president.
This is great.
But I'm like, you know what? Fucking worth it. Okay. Depending on the dick, but worth it. I'm like, if I can to make this thing happen. Anyway, long story short, she went nuts. Kind of was
went.
So she was she kind of went off the rails. And she,
I think you should have seen that one.
Well, yeah. I mean, I knew I didn't think we were gonna make it to the primaries or anything. So she gets banned from the comedy club because she told Michael Glasmar she wanted to rape him, and he was very afraid. he thought maybe she was serious.
He would.
And then. So after a couple weeks, like a month and a half, she returned to the comedy club, and she comes walking down the street. We're all standing in line, and she's yelling already about racists and this and blah, blah. She gets in line, starts yelling at people. We get inside, and I'm like hiding inside. I'm like, I can't talk to her. I'm not going to talk to this bitch. She gets inside, and Michael's like, she said she wanted to rape me anally. He's like, back on the raving Michael Glasmeyer thing. So he's like, I don't, she's nuts. Cause I guess she was going to his work and like harassing him too. Cause she has a kid. She'd bring his kid. He works at a science center.
Chilling at the science center. You're like,
trying to,
hey, how about that rape?
What's up with some of that sexual assault? What's up with that butthole?
Let me get a 2 minute break coming up. Like, fucking your ass.
Let me get a piece of that behymen. get it together. I am like de facto manager that night, so I'm like the one in charge, and he's telling me, and I'm like, ah, oh, well, fuck. I'm like, so I tell her, I'm like, listen, Donna. You can't.
Donna.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, her name's Donna. Like Donna. Donna.
Asian Donna.
You can't. There's like one Asian named Donna in this whole area.
She's a big fan of the show. Hi, Donna. She starts. I'm like, Donna, you can't. You cannot tell other comics you're going to rape them anally. Like, this is like other comics are threatened. She's like, this is my therapy. I need this. I just want to do jokes. Just 3 minutes of jokes. I'm like, here's the deal. I'm going to put you up first. I'm going to give you 2 minutes. And after you get off stage, you have to leave. You can't stay. Okay. You can do your jokes, but you got to go afterwards, right? You can't hang out. Cause I didn't want any disruptions. Cause she's like tried to fight D. Abrams and fucking all sorts of weird. She's nuts. So then I leave. I'm doing the list, and I come back out, and she was standing in a corner, singing, and like fucking yelling and singing. And then I'm like, oh fuck. And I go back in the office. I come back and she's gone, but her shoes and socks are there. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Did she just get raptured? What is going on? And then I see some lady come out, like, beeline out of the bathroom, looking like she's fucking just escaped the fucking second tower collapsing. And, like, here comes Donna after, and I'm like, ah, oh, shit. So I'm like, Donna, you gotta go. You go, and you can't come back. I have to tell her. I'm like, you're done. You can't come back. Banned. She's like, for life, I can't ever come back. I'm like, no, you can't come back. So she starts yelling at me. She goes, you fucking racist faggot motherfucker. Just yelling at me. She goes, I was a victim of MK Ultra. The Russians fucked up my brain, like all this shit, just yelling. And then I'm like, you gotta go. And she leaves. And then I get her outside, she leaves, and she's crying. And then finally, like 10 minutes later, someone like Steve Johnson or someone comes up like, "Hey, I think you should come outside." And I go outside, and there's Donna like pulled up in front of the club in the middle of the road with her lights, like her windows down, bawling with like some super sad like Christopher Cross song, like "Sailing, take me away," and she's just like bawling with her lights on, just sitting there in the middle of the road. I'm like, holy shit, man. Fuck, do we do? Like, what do we do? And then finally, she just sped off and left.
That's clearly mental illness.
That's
clearly schizophrenic.
Holy shit, man.
Speaking of mental illness.
All right, moving on. Next story.
Police in Florida airport.
Flawless transition.
Florida airport removed a passenger who refused to get off the Cleveland bound flight after she was found carrying an emotional support
beaver. Oh.
Guess.
Ooh, snake.
Squirrel.
Yeah. There's a squirrel. Did you read the article?
I think so.
Okay.
No. You know what?
I at least read the title.
Yeah.
I think
I'm one of those people. I read the titles of like all the news stories. Like
that's all I needed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, that's not funny.
She should be happy they made her so she didn't have to fucking go to Cleveland.
Right. They were told there was a situation and everyone needed to get off the plane. So they made everyone panic over a squirrel.
Did they not know she had the squirrel?
No, I guess not.
Where was she hiding that?
In her pocket, maybe?
Which pocket?
Yeah, I don't know.
Interesting.
How the fuck do you get through security?
She clutched her carry-on bag with the squirrel on her lap.
How the hell do you get through security?
I know a guy who, after 9/11, just because, like, out of spite, started carrying a box cutter in his bag every time he traveled. He traveled a lot. Mm-hmm. And he did it for, like, over a decade. They never found it. I'm like, that's what the 9/11 hijackers used, and you didn't even find it. Mm-hmm. For your fucking enhanced security bullshit.
Right. That's
yeah.
fucking ridiculous.
I know someone who just took mushrooms on a flight a couple days ago.
You forced them to.
No, they asked me for them, and I gave them to them. also, feds don't arrest me.
There's no way. Like, I don't even like mushrooms to begin with. Well, it's not. I think they're cool, but I just can't handle them.
Oh.
And then you put me on a fucking airplane? Fuck no.
Well, she didn't take. No, she didn't take. She was like, she didn't take them go on the flight. Oh, she carried them on.
I know exactly who it is now.
It was oh, by the way, Jack, she said a little goes a long way.
Yeah, not for me.
Good thing I have a lot of them. We're gonna do mushrooms.
We're
soon.
Gonna do mushrooms.
Yeah, I bought a quarter pound of them.
No shit.
Yeah.
No shit. On there.
I don't
say
know,
it louder
fuck.
In the back.
I don't fucking care. What are you gonna do? Arresting the
no. They might.
No. The
cops that listen to this show.
A buddy of mine asked me, he's like, "Do you want to I got some mushrooms?" And I was like, I always like mushrooms. And he's like, "How much you want to go? A quarter?" He's like, "Quarter ounce?" I'm like, "No, fucking quarter pound." He's like, "Really?" I go, "Yeah. Yeah, fucking really. I'll fucking hang on to them forever. They don't go bad, you know." Yeah. I'll just I'll just nip.
We'll talk after we get off.
I love mushrooms. I don't do drugs except for like twice a year, like summer and fall.
See, the last time I did mushrooms, I ended up the freaking police raided the fucking building that I was at and threw a fucking tear gas bomb at me.
Mm.
Yeah, and I was just sitting there
just high enough to fucking
my balls off, and I see this canister smoking.
Trip.
By my feet, and I'm
like, is that real?
Oh, that's cool. And I go and pick it up, and I read all of a sudden, I'm like, tear gas, and like, fucking throw it back down the hallway. And I'm Jesus. Like, that's fucking weird. Somebody threw tear gas in here.
Yeah, that doesn't seem normal.
Yeah,
what kind of party are you guys throwing?
Here comes the SWAT fucking team.
That's not good.
It was fun.
All right, Jack, you got one more story?
Yeah, in New York City. A mother is looking into answers after her 4-year-old daughter brought home crack cocaine from her preschool.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
She's looking for answers.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Sabrina Stracker said her daughter, Serenity, showed up with some tiny plastic containers she claimed were teeth given to her by a boy at school. 4-year-old children playing with teeth. So she told her daughter,
Jew's up to no good again.
He needs to put those under his pillow for the tooth fairy. And then she kept bringing her more, and she's like, what the hell is this? And I guess they tested it, and it was crack cocaine.
Oh, man. Where was this at?
In New York.
It's
not really that surprising, I guess. They do kind of look like little vials with teeth, I guess, like for to a four-year-old.
Oh, sorry. A little crack cocaine. Those are good rocks. Yeah. They're doing not bad.
I love how that kid's smart enough. Like, he's like fucking creating like,
but I mean,
a
like,
fairy racket at school.
Yeah.
What do we do about that? Like, do you blame the kid?
Well, you probably find out where he got it from. Right. Kids will tell you. And then how does that kid's parent, the other, wherever he got it from, that kid's parents probably really mad because they don't have the crack. Find the kid who isn't getting picked up from school very often. And that's the one whose parents are smoking crack. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize people were really still doing crack.
Yeah, I guess I'm not in that circle anymore.
Anymore. yeah, I guess I've lived in the Northwest for too long where I just assumed everyone just did meth now.
Yeah, that is true.
You know, I guess in bigger
cities, it's like cheaper.
I don't hear much
like
about that
different
either.
Import.
But I stay at home most of the time. So it's like,
yeah, and meth only gets to your house like, what, a couple times a month?
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean,
if
barely. Yeah,
if
right.
What gods I pray to.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess in fucking bigger cities, maybe crack is still I feel like cocaine is cheaper than ever, though.
Yeah.
So, you know, there was a time when it was like, it's like $100 a gram. And now it's like $12 a gram. Plus you get this half-used Chili's gift certificate. I'm like, that sounds like a deal, man.
You don't want to go eat Chili's when you're doing cocaine,
but
you?
I do the next day.
Yeah, that's true.
Dude, their enchilada soup is bomb.
Actually, it is pretty good. I can't have it anymore. But.
Oh, no. God, Jack.
I know.
He's a party pooper. Okay. All right. Well, that's the news.
That's the news.
That's the news with Jack. Okay.
Featuring Donna.
Featuring Donna.
Oh, my
Sorry,
God.
Donna. Oh, God.
Go through
poor,
an edit.
That beep. Poor woman. I hope she got help.
I
hope she's on lots of drugs now.
She sent me a video.
Oh, God.
A couple days later in the morning, it was like 2 in the morning, 4 in the morning. So she sent me a video of her like laying sideways on her pillow, like on with her blankets covering her face. And she was talking about how her brother was this like super cool DJ in Korea, but he was really a secret agent spy. Like, he's a whole fucking, it was like a 27 minute video for just rambling about this. Like she's
that's
legit fucking
like legit schizophrenic.
Yeah. She's fucking,
you get
nuts.
Murdered here anytime in the near future. And, I got you.
You've pointed towards Donna. Donna Stroud, that's her name.
Looking her up on Facebook.
Yeah, she's
just kidding. I don't have one.
Fucking nuts.
That is like the least Asian name I've ever fucking heard.
I think she might have been adopted or something.
Yeah.
Something like that. She's like, it's like a Jared Munson story.
Okay. That I understand.
All right. Let's see. I think that's it, guys. I think we're good. It's 9 o'clock. Probably, you know, good to go. All right, guys. Yeah, we're gonna get out of here for the night.
Ghost stories next week.
Ghost stories?
Yep.
What ghost stories?
We have to tell ghost stories.
Okay.
For Halloween.
Ooh, did I tell you about my old haunted house?
No.
My last house was super haunted.
Well, tell me next week.
Okay, I'll tell you. Remind me.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, I will.
You won't remember. I'll write it down in my journal here.
Okay.
Dear diary, talk
write
about
it in your day planner that I'm supposed to be reading to you.
Yeah, you're my day planner and you don't fucking Jesus Christ, you're fucking fired already. Okay. Guys, this is the part of the show where we go around and say nice things about each other. This is always how we end the show. We're gonna keep doing it. I'll go first because that's what I do. Jeremy, thanks for coming back on the show, buddy. It's been too long since you have been on. I always love having you on because you have a twisted sense of humor like I do, and I like that. I like that someone appreciates less delicate sides of comedy. No, but I don't get to see enough anymore with you.
No,
you're not really around.
Sure.
You got kids and shit. But it was fun to see you and Tom was here too. We got to do another barbecue hangout, just fucking
yeah, for real.
Chill for a while. You live like 7 blocks away, so it's like
there's no fucking excuse.
Yeah, it seems ridiculous.
I drive by your house every day, and the fact that I still can't find your fucking house without directions is fucked up.
No, but yeah, we'll put something together. Let's make it happen. I'm always down. I know I'm just so fucking busy too. I mean, you got kids and work, and I'm fucking an alcoholic.
Just gonna say, drinking six packs with your dog, watching Walking Dead.
I did that all day the other day. Yeah, yeah. But to be fair, I'm always doing something.
I'm kidding.
So I took a day. I slept until like 2, and then to be fair, I was up until like drinking till like 5.
You're up drinking until 5?
Maybe. No. No.
So you're always doing something, but you mean drinking. Always. 24/7.
No.
Even when you're sleeping.
No. I wasn't drinking Saturday when I was at home watching The Walking Dead.
I'm just kidding.
Jack. I had a lot of fun carving a pumpkin with you earlier. I feel like it was a big success.
Just patronizing.
I would never patronize you.
so convincing.
No, it's been great having you on the show. I think you're going to be a great addition. It has been fun. I think you are doing great, and I've enjoyed hanging out with you. I'm not patronizing you. Fuck. Jesus Christ. It's good having you back in Spokane and being a part of the show. I think you're doing great, and like I told you before, I think there's a reason you're back, and we're going to do big things. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Say it like you mean it.
Thanks. Okay. Fuck.
All right. Now one of you fucking go.
I'll go. Thanks for having me on the show, Deese. It's always fun. You're a pretty good pumpkin carver sometimes. You could draw all right. Mm-hmm. But at least you showed up to help. Thanks.
I did. I tried.
I appreciate that. And Jeremy, I don't know you very well, but you're pretty funny. I do like your dark sense of humor, like Deese.
Thank you.
And you guys match. That's kind of funny still.
Yeah.
Too.
We're both dressed like lesbians.
Yep.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Lesbian truckers. Right here.
You want a scissor after this?
Yeah.
Might step out first.
Someone's got to hold the camera.
Exactly.
I didn't sign up for that. Right? Well, unless you're paying.
Fine.
And mushrooms.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I knew that'd get you.
All right.
Deese, thanks for having me on. It's good to see you again. I freaking miss the shit out of you, man. I wish we could get together more often. Jack, I don't fucking know you at all, so it's really hard to freaking give you a compliment. Yeah. But it's been fun.
Yeah.
I hope to get to know you better. I hope Deese invites me back over one of these days.
Do it again.
Maybe in a producer.
Yeah, we'll get you going on. We'll try that next week. Okay. We'll get you going on this. We'll see if I gotta see what's happening. I'll get the calendar up and we'll figure it out. So that could work if we can start later.
We can start later.
All right.
I'm down for whatever.
You're down for whatever.
Me too.
My life revolves around you, remember?
You what?
2 seconds ago.
My life revolves around you, apparently.
That's true.
2 seconds ago, she said she wouldn't film us.
Well, yeah, now she's like, down for whatever.
I'm down for whatever. Fucking liar.
Okay.
It just takes a little time.
That was like 13 seconds. That's all it took. Fuck. It's just damn easy. All right. Okay. All right, that is the show, guys. Thank you for coming out. Thanks for hanging out. Again, check out Scuttlebutt Brewing and their Raspberry Moet something. Raspberry Ale is a good beer. I enjoyed it.
It was good. It was really good. I enjoyed it.
Thank you. Owe me another beer.
Let's see. I will get you another beer. this Sunday, guys, if you listen to this on the day it comes out, this Sunday, come to the Spokane Comedy Club, where I will be doing the dope show, where I will be doing comedy. I'll getting high, and then I'll come back and have a panic attack on stage.
Do you think I could wear a costume and get in?
Probably, man. It's just Alex there. He would probably let you in anyway.
I'll just throw on a fake mustache.
Yeah. and then, let's see. Coming up, what do we have? November. Let's see. The November 4th, check out the Social Hour After Dark live at the Spokane Comedy Club. Always a great show. The Observatory on the 5th. We've got Mike Cronin in town. That's going to be fun also. A bunch of stuff coming up. I'm going to be on the road in Snohomish, Seattle. I'll be back in Bozeman and Whitefish and Montana stuff at the end of the month, November. So just go to Deese Comedy /calendar. Check out all the dates. And that's it, guys. We made it. All right. Thanks for hanging out. Oh, Jesus Christ. You're fucking coming out of your mushroom allotment.
What? Calm down, Donna.
All right. Guys, for the social, I am decent. For Jeremy and Jack, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, thanks, guys. And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to Albert Einstein, Yellowstone Park, Occupy Wall Street, Sex Dolls, the Lincoln Memorial, Oriental People, Dr. Claw, Diabetics, Cleveland, and Native Americans. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week.
Apparently, the devil is a sucker.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!